Proverbs 9, 1,10, Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. James 3:17, But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be interpreted, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. For whom am I doing this? Some fool thinks that I am doing this for them. Well, we can read the Bible only for ourselves. Even if others are reading the Bible for us, unless we decide to hear the word of the Lord, will we be sowing the word on the good soil, reaping the fruits of the Holy Spirit through which the Lord baptizes and blesses us to show his companionship. This is the wisdom of the Lord. Having spoken of this wisdom in today's verse in Proverbs, the book that has guided me to take decisions about what kind of person I should grow out to be during my adolescence, the Lord tells us that the wisdom of the Lord has seven pillars and we should build our house, our hearts, so that our thoughts and intentions will lead us to take decisions that are of the Lord, guided by his light, the wisdom of the Lord. The Lord tells us that the rock foundation and from where we should start our search for this wisdom is from the fear of the Lord. And now we know that the fear of the Lord is to hate and shun the wicked ways. In other words, it is the way that Jesus asked the rich man, who is obeying all the Ten Commandments, is flourishing as a result, and praising the Lord for all the prosperity bestowed on him, but is unable to forego this prosperity when the Lord asks to forego this prosperity to shun the evil and walk with him, that from that point of time he realizes that he has bonded himself as a slave to the wickedness that this prosperity has brought into his life by allowing the work of the devil, in other words, forgetting the Lord inwardly. Starting the search for wisdom, which comes when we cross the seven pillars. The other pillars that we need to cross are, purity. Purity is in our thoughts and intentions that does not have manipulation and expectations but is unconditional, like the love of the Lord, and is sacrificial, seeking the greater good or eternal joy. Then comes the pillar of peace, where we will find our dispositions towards peace, which is not the status quo but acceptance, gratitude, and satisfaction for the allowance of forgiveness. Gentleness is being able to be stern and rigorous and having resilience, which helps in yielding forbearance and long-suffering during the trying times that we cross the tumultuous river until the calm sea arrives. This is not to allow clamor seeking attention, and it works only with peace so that we will be able to dispose of the love that the Lord has shared with us for sharing with others. The next pillar is easy to be interpreted, which is reasonableness or being pragmatic, which is what Chris Peterson calls righteousness at its literal disposition, mental illness, while a balance is what the Lord disposes of and is good mental health. The Lord does not stop Satan from doing what it is doing but, at the same time, delivers us from evil and does not give way to the devil to work in us. So, when there is an opportunity for the devil not to work in us, we choose the one that will close the door for the devil and its wickedness rather than trying to do away with the devil. This is like engaging in dialogue rather than opting to wage war to restore peace and order. This is like asking the terrorists to surrender before shooting them down. This is not about not stopping the terrorists, because by not stopping, we are allowing the acts of terrorism to grow and conquer us. The terrorism here is the evil and its wicked dispositions. The next pillar is mercy and good fruits, meaning that we seek the mercy of the Lord and the good fruits of his Holy Spirit. Mercy of the Lord is forgiveness of our sins, and it is our submission to the Lord pleading to accept us despite our infirmities that we are unable to bear the hardships posed by the wicked and the torture that persecutors of Christ do to us. We prefer to leave the one mind in God to stop the persecution and allow others to suffer more for us than partake and share the suffering for the sake of the Lord. When we plead to the Lord for his mercy, which is forgiveness, he will also provide to us the good fruits of his Holy Spirit to overcome this wickedness so that we will remain steadfast and keep walking forward in the way of the Lord, in the right way, the way where the light leads through which Jesus walked and is guiding us. The Lord was able to sacrifice his own Son, push him to hell, where he would be tested, and be victorious on the cross of crucifixion, delivering not only himself but also earning a covenant that, by following and believing in him, we are bonded to walk on this victorious path. We need to believe that Jesus has won this path of victory for us, and all we need to do is walk on this path, foregoing the evil and its snares that will tell us to leave this path to walk in its way, which appears easier in the shorter distance but then only opens the door to death. In other words, the Lord will provide us with the skill to discern the good from the evil, so that we will choose only the good and know which is the way of Jesus. But to cross or win this pillar of wisdom, we need to have the humility to deny self-interests, desires, personal goals and ambitions, egotism, and temptations for better opportunities that we are aware that we do not deserve, and take decisions that are needed for the greater good. This also means that we take those decisions that have personal interests when they are good for others and do not hurt, while facing evil and its wickedness needs to be stopped. And, when we cross all these six pillars, we will get to see the seventh pillar, which is denial of hypocrisy or, as we saw earlier, the ability to discern the gospel of the Lord from the preaching of the word of God by Satan, just like how it asked the Lord to jump from the high tower to test if the Lord is sending his angels to deliver us or not. As Revelation tells us, we need to read the Bible so that we will know who is telling us the word of God and who is preaching like Satan, a hypocrite, which is what the Proverbs verse is telling us. Wisdom is all about having the knowledge of the Holy, which is the word of God. The knowledge is not knowing the Bible verses by heart but in our lives, and knowing that we are practicing wisdom in our lives by never deserting the Lord, and that our thoughts and intentions are guided by the Holy Spirit through which we are baptized, that it thinks no evil but has only the love that the Lord has shared with us to share with others.